Well, I want to talk now about a special website that's been set up, and a hub is the real word for it, called Resolute Ready. Now, of course, we've got a lot of people suffering, you know, mental health issues in the community. We've got a few things that you can go to. You can go to Beyond Blue. The Tin Shed here is associated with the Grief Line, which is super, super important. But now this new hub has been set up for returned servicemen and women and also first responders. Often they're forgotten in the realm of things. You know, your first responders are your police and AMBOs and fireys and what have you, and your servicemen and women who come back from different places, both in recent days, recent years, and also back in East Timor and people who served in Vietnam. Come back with all of these issues. And so a special hub has been set up called Resolute Ready. Now, the lady behind it is a lady I know from Adelaide, Lydia Hall, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Lydia.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely a delight. And I'm recording this because what I'd like to do is we'll set it up as a podcast and put it up on podcast, and then you can then maybe share that podcast or put it up on your website as well.
Oh, fantastic.
But tell us about Resolute Ready and where did it all start? Where was the starting point for you?
I've actually married a veteran who returned from East Timor, who served as a peacemaker and then as a peacekeeper as part of the UN. And look, to be honest, when he got back, I didn't know him when he got back, but we got married much later in 2013. And suddenly, I think within 6 months of our marriage, he was a very different man. He had PTSD symptoms, he was hypervigilant, he was having nightmares and hot sweats, and I just knew that something wasn't right, and it really impacted the whole family. And this is not about blame. You know, veterans don't come back asking or after serving our country, you know, expect to come back with these symptoms or even know what's happening to them. And I've got to say that I'm really proud of my husband because he's really, you know, stepped up and got out there and has done as much therapy as he can to become better. But there are huge, it impacts the family tremendously, Paul, I've got to say. So the catalyst to the Resolute Ready virtual hub that connects service providers, organisations, government bodies, businesses, universities that work in this space to support mental health have really got an opportunity to make a real solid difference, because we've identified that there's actually a gap of disconnection. You know, I didn't know early in the piece, Paul, that where to go for help. I didn't even know what service providers were available. I really was lost as a wife and as a partner. And so that's kind of how I thought, you know what, we need to reduce the harm that service trauma brings to these families. So I suppose in the last 8 years, I've been really developing this idea in my head and how I would execute it when I and the family were in recovery.
Do you know, often servicemen and women are the forgotten ones, but also first responders, people like the police, the fireys, the AMBOs, people forget about those people because they're facing trauma every single day and seeing things that none of us want to see. So paint a picture of the landscape of returned servicemen and women and first responders. What sort of shape are some of these people in?
Well, look, I really can only speak for myself, but the relationships and the friendships that I've developed over the years, they can return, not all, but very broken. I mean, they see horrific scenarios. They're walking into, you know, situations where they constantly feel threatened, or they see some really, tragic loss, even recently, you know, with that horrible bus crash in Victoria. Like, I just think, you know, they're the first ones that come on the scene, But then they've got families to go to. And we've got to remember that they have families to go to. And how do they deal with the trauma? What support's out there to help them process it all so that they don't become impacted or they can become less impacted? So hence the Resolute Ready Virtual Hub, One Stop, One Call, One Life, actually has a list of needs that can support that transition from military or first responder workplace to civilian life.
Yeah.
And look, you know, in the research that I've done, you know, I read this paper called Conceptualizing a Successful Transition from Military to Civilian Life, but I think it really can embrace all of us, and that is, like, what are some of the needs that we need to live and thrive in our life? You know, employment, education, to be financially stable, know where we need to go if we need legal support, you know, social engagement, have a really good support regarding our physical and mental health. And even though there's so many programs available to civilians broadly, and they, you know, include veterans and first responders, sometimes it's really difficult to just navigate those services and find a program or service that meets that their particular need. Like, it really should be personalised because we're all different.
Yep.
And we respond differently to different therapies. So this Resolute Ready Virtual Hub provides a spectrum, you know, from anything from, you know, your mental health psychologist, where you can go to Open Arms, which is the 24-hour counselling service. But there are also alternative medical therapies like equine therapy, you know. You've just got to keep not give up. You've just got to keep exploring until you find the right fit for you so that you can manage your trauma symptoms.
Absolutely. And can I congratulate you on the website itself? I don't think I've, for quite some time, seen a website that is so clear, so easy to, it's so user-friendly. I mean, you go to some websites and you go, where the hell do I go? Some of the airline, I find airline websites, God help us, you got to work, and then it does, and where do I click on this? Yours is very clear. Who put the website together? Because I've got to congratulate them. It's beautifully done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Michael Debovic from Bench Studio, he's an amazing website developer from Melbourne, and he was just able to help me capture the heartbeat of this website. He knew exactly. He also has worked in the education space, and he's a real genius. Like, I just created a scope. He knew exactly what I was trying to create. I wanted a space that was simple, because when you're, you know, going through stress and you've got all these, life decisions to make, and you're mentally not focused and you need direction, the last thing you need is a space to look for help and not know how to manage it and where to go. But the exciting thing is that we've also got, like, the crisis help tab on the web there too. But we're engaging, I might mention, not just local, national, but global level. We seem to have starting to get a lot of international interest as well, because veteran suicide and first responder suicide is a global issue. And I just believe, why don't we just collaborate, you know, bring all our resources together? It's about connection. It's about,
reaching out to people.
Exactly. Yeah. Reaching out before it becomes a crisis.
Yeah. Lydia Hall, we're talking to at the moment, CEO of Resolute Ready. And look, it's fabulous. I want to play something. This will include, there's a grab here from your husband, but also a fantastic ambassador. And I'll get back to you on that in a moment. Somebody that I've met, and I was on the scene when this particular policeman was under fire and got very badly wounded. But have a listen to this audio.
Resolution Ready ambassador Derek McManus knows of the challenges firsthand. The police officer predominantly made headlines when he was shot 14 times in the Barossa in 1994.
With multiple massive life-threatening injuries, I lay on the ground for 3 hours before my team could get in to get me.
early intervention initiatives will be available through an online hub.
The sooner that we can get services to people after an incident, the better chance we've got of nobody being affected long term.
There you go. So, Lydia, tell us about your ambassador, because he and I cross paths during that particular siege in the Barossa.
Derek McManus, he's our ambassador for South Australia, and he has been such a strength of support. Look, I mean, he's gone through such an amazing ordeal, and he really represents hope as well. You know, service trauma is actually life post-trauma. If you can access support early, and I believe in early intervention, you can come back from it a lot quicker and you can reduce the harm, not only on the individual, but on the whole family, including the children. Please, let's not forget the children that get impacted by service trauma.
Yeah, no, it's right. Derek, as I said, I covered that particular siege in the Barossa, and I remember the gunfire that broke out, and then Derek was badly wounded. He was beside his police car there and was lying there for hours with the blood seeping from his body, and quite a miraculous recovery from him. But for him now to be your ambassador is fantastic, because he typifies the people that go out and protect our lives every single day, but sometimes they're forgotten, because you know that would play on his mind. He would have gone through such a huge amount of psychological problems before he came out the other side.
And he's on the other side now, and he's got this amazing knowledge, and I think he also runs courses on resilience and durability. And I think everyone could do with a bit of resilience and durability, because life throws us some really heavy punches sometimes.
Yep.
And, you know, our mission is to ensure that, you know, no veteran or first responder has to face life alone, you know, regarding these challenges.
Yeah.
So, you know, and hence that's why we've witnessed, you know, lots of different programs that are available to civilians and veterans and first responders, but it's the process of finding the right support can be, you know, really overwhelming. And the virtual hub really eliminates the confusion by connecting, you know, the individuals with the services that actually best meet their needs.
Yeah,
employment, education, mental health, social support. It's much broader. But I'm just so excited at the vision that perhaps one day we can, you know, stop suicide altogether if we can just, you know, Let communities at local, national and global level know where to go, because our wonderful, courageous, serving men and women that not just work within Australia, but they travel around, you know, internationally. And I want to also make sure no matter where they are in the world, everyone will be connected to a phone number, a service organisation, whether it's a crisis number. Recently, last week, we had an Australian Defence member from the UK contact me. Lydia, I need to talk to someone, but I don't know where to go in England. So I tapped into my resources and connected him to a network that, you know, offers support to veterans, no matter where they served around the world.
That's fantastic. So, it's fantastic, Lydia.
Yeah, and, you know, tapping into the USA and
well, you know, everywhere, really. One thing I'm impressed by the website is that you can turn it into any language. So Chinese, Arabic, whatever, you can instantly turn the whole website into that particular language, which is great. Hey, listen, Lydia, we've run out of time, but I do thank you. Let's end it all by telling people where they can go to seek help.
Absolutely. Please support us. Go to resoluteready.com. And go to the virtual hub. You can find resources there. And if you are a service provider yourself and you'd like to come on board, please don't hesitate to submit your service. And there's no cost.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Lydia, for talking with us this morning.
No, thank you so much, Paul. Lovely to speak with you.
Yes, Resolute Ready. Just fantastic. Lydia Hall there. Congratulations on her on that website. Protecting and looking after and really, with all the confusion, people can instantly find it there at that particular hub.